where I seem to lose, load I have to bear. The silence of the dawn and the... Let me do that again. Seem to lose, loads I have to bear. The silence of the snowfall and the peacefulness around. I feel so blessed with all that I have found. I feel so blessed with all that I have found. Holler in the moonlight, sip the mountain shine. The sound of the music playing, everything's so fine. Still an old deer trail, the home of a big old bear. I wouldn't want to mess with him because it is his home. He's like me, he better left alone. He's like me, he better left alone. Holler in the moonlight, see the mountains shine. The sound of the music playing, everything's so fine.
That thing went black there. I guess that we know that, don't we? No, I ain't got time for that now. I gotta do something else, and I'll do it after I get done with this here, okay? You know, you folks have heard of Woody Guthrie, the folk songwriter from back in the 30s and the 40s, you know? Well, Nora Guthrie approached us about writing some music to some of her dad's songs because he had written so many songs, and they lost the music to a lot of them. They were never recorded and everything. And she wondered if I would write some music to some songs they had found. And I said, well, I don't know about messing with Woody Guthrie now. I swear, he's pretty good. I don't know about me writing music to something he wrote the lyrics to. No, that's okay, she said. We just need somebody to write the music. So I thought, well, she'll send me about two or three, you know. And here she sent me 26 songs. And And we got music written to about 16 of them so far, and we're gonna have it. We're gonna put a record out this fall of Woody Guthrie songs. And you know, the record is not even released yet, and the first song we're gonna sing for you right now was up for a Grammy this year. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And Woody wrote about the trains, you know, when he got to New York City. He was a country boy. Of course, he'd been in California a long time. Am I talking too much? Well, he'd been out there in California a long time, and then he came back to Texas and stayed there a while, played in a band, you know. He was just a young guy. And then he went on to New York City, and the first day he got there, he wrote, "This Land Is Your Land." Nice song, wasn't it? Yes, one of the most popular songs in the world. Well, now, me and Ronnie's going to sing you a song after a while, another one he wrote that very same day, and I'll tell you the title of it in a few minutes, okay? But right now, this song is about New York trains, subway trains, big Grand Central Station trains, and all that, okay?